Joseph, 2010, give us an overview.
Well, you know, I've got some cycles here it looks to me as if there are major shifts and changes in our direction as far as work is concerned in this country in March and April. It really takes off May 14 through July 3rd in terms of taking care of business and expanding in business. Canada seems to go through some changes and upheavals between July 1st and December 4th, which leads into 2011 into a very, very powerful, very successful time, the changes that they're going through. But they're going to be kind of dramatic. Then India is in a bit of a confusing year and has some heavy emotionalism going on between March 19th and June 30th. There may be some terrorism or some earth changes that are quite upsetting during that time. Iran, very soon, January 31st through March 24, is going to do some saber rattling, has some difficulties at that time. There's some military activity or aggression at that time. I don't think it's from the outside necessarily. It's more from the inside. And there may be some shifts and changes in the government between March 24 and May 14. Israel also has some saber rattling and military activity between March 23rd and May 13th. You know, many of these countries, because of the breakup of the Commonwealth and the changes after World War II, are like in their 50s, you know, they're like boomer kids. But Israel has some military action at that time. Japan has a recovery after May 3rd. So springtime and summer looks very good for all of us, for a lot of the major nations. China is in a little bit of a standstill, and there may be some heavy emotionalism. I see a heavy emotions, and that could be demonstrations, unrest between January 4th and February 24th. And there seems to be an uncertainty in terms of what to do with finances between April 18th and June 9th. But it becomes more productive, and there may be an oil grab after July 31st. That's what I see in some of the major nations.
Jim Mars was alluding that 2010 may not be a good year for the New World Order folks. What do you think?
Yeah, I don't think so. I think that because of communication, this is a very expressive year. A lot of information going on out there, and it's good for the entertainment industry, by the way. And each of us has to sort of look at everything that's directed at us and weigh it and analyze it. There are going to be changes in our government in November also.
How so? In terms of
Congress? I think Congress will change. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right. Yeah. What do you see in – go ahead.
No, what were you going to ask me?
What do you see in the world of health changing? I mean, I had a story today that they're now working on these artificial arteries – that might replace, you know, coronary bypass arteries from your leg or your arm. I find this, Joseph, to be an incredible story. We are literally building cyborgs, you know, bionic people.
Kind of what I was saying, that the electronics and nanotechnology, robotics, all of that, it's going to be an explosion, a positive one this time, of all kinds of industry. And hopefully with the banks opening up and giving money to those companies and entrepreneurs.
Whenever they do that.
Yes.
How about...
You know, we all remember in Network, the movie Network, that line, I'm mad as hell and I'm not going to take it anymore.
One of my favorites.
That was 2009. But do you remember Ned Beatty saying there are no countries, there are only corporations?
That's right.
And as long as there is no oversight, the tendency to steal and rob and be greedy goes on, you know.
How about the things in space? Anything dramatic in 2010?
Yeah, well, if we're going to see some UFOs, it'll be in June. There may be some, I don't know if a disclosure,
really?
but there may be some important sightings in June.
I don't see disclosure coming either, Joseph. I just don't think they'll tell us.
No, and you know, they're not going to land on the White House lawn either. And by the way, in terms of certain personalities in the news, I kind of see Joe Biden, who's been very quiet, coming out more after January 12th, be more involved, do a lot of traveling this year, I guess, for the elections. Pope Benedict seems to be very concerned. You know, we think of the Catholic Church as extremely wealthy, but very concerned with the finances and business of the Vatican. Osama bin Laden, by the way, if he's still alive, is also concerned about finances, looking for money right now if he's alive. Al-Qaeda has some financial limitations, and if he's still alive, comes into the news sometime between January 17th and March 9th.